USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sacramento police are reporting they have arrested a second suspect, the brother of Dondre Martin, in connection with the weekend mass shooting that left six people dead and a dozen wounded. 27-year-old Smiley Martin was taken into custody Tuesday morning as he recovered at a hospital from injuries suffered during the gunfight that broke out in Sacramento's Entertainment District. President Barack Obama will meet with President Biden at an event on the Affordable Care Act at the White House today. It's the first time the former president will publicly appear at the White House since leaving office.
They will have lunch tomorrow as well as they used to do on a weekly basis. I would note they continue to talk regularly. They are real friends, not just Washington friends, and so I'm sure they will talk about events in the world as well as their families and personal lives.
President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act into law 12 years ago. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Michael Fuchs, the former Clinton and Obama administration foreign policy advisor who has served as Vice President Kamala Harris's deputy chief of staff since she took office, will now become the 12th staffer under the vice president to leave the White House. In an internal memorandum obtained by Reuters, Mr. Fuchs wrote that he will remain on the job until May to ensure a smooth transition to his successor. The January 6th Commission jails another.
One of the rioters from January 6th that said he was running for Congress will spend 90 days in jail for his involvement in the insurrection. Jason Riddle was also sentenced to 3 years probation and fined $750 for stealing a book and causing damage to the Capitol. According to his plea agreement, Riddle was in the second wave of rioters who entered the Senate parliamentarian's office and drank a bottle of wine he found. He told television station WBTS last year that he is going to run for Congress in New Hampshire. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Senate Republicans and Democrats reached a deal Monday on $10 billion in additional COVID funding. The goal is to buy therapeutics and vaccines and maintain the nation's testing capabilities if another COVID wave hits the United States. The legislation spends $5 billion to purchase and develop COVID treatments such as antiviral pills. Another $750 million is set aside to develop vaccines that target specific variants and to expand vaccine manufacturing capacity in the United States if needed. The Iran nuclear deal has many GOP lawmakers saying that it is not a good deal for America and would actually hurt Americans. Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, told Newsmax on Monday that Iran getting a nuke is unacceptable and the Democrat-controlled House is okay with that.
Well, it can block it. It won't block it. Nancy Pelosi has been carrying Joe Biden's water for last year and a half. She will continue to do that. This deal needs to be blocked. It would never pass the Senate if it was presented as a treaty. And I think one of the most important things that we need to realize is that the way we are treating Russia by doing everything we can not to engage with Russia because they are a nuclear power. When Iran becomes a nuclear power, we also have that same concern. We can't allow Iran to reach that point, and this deal absolutely allows them to become a nuclear power.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.